Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second Tate Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Okay, this morning on Second Date Update, we got Bradley on the phone with us. Bradley, how's everything going on this Tuesday?
Hey, not bad.
Good.
You?
Good.
And is it Bradley or Brad?
It's Bradley. My friends call me Bradley.
Cool.
Okay,
all
cool,
right,
man.
What's going on with Katie? You guys went on a date and you have not heard back from her.
Yeah. I guess I'll say this. We had a really good time. I did not think she wouldn't call me back. Like, we went to a great restaurant, we had really good food, and we were laughing, and we were, like, telling jokes to each other and flirting. I mean, I thought she would call me back for sure.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a great date. What did you guys talk about? What was, you know, where was that connection happening between you and Katie?
Yeah, like, we talked about our families and our friends and our jobs, mm-hmm. but also about our pets, and we really connected over that. It was your typical first date, but also, like, not because yeah. we really connected in a way that I don't always get.
Yeah, and we always ask this, Bradley, if you think back to the date, is there something that, was there a moment or a time where things just seemed a little bit awkward or anything that would lead you to believe that she wouldn't, you know, respond to your calls and texts and stuff?
I mean, like, there was this one moment, I guess, where I took a phone call, like, mm-hmm. I stepped out for a second, like, it was an important call, but, like, that was, It was just a minute. It didn't seem like she bothered her at all. That was it.
And you came back to the table or whatever, and you were just gone a couple of minutes. All right. So it sounds like everything went perfect. So at the end of the day, you know, was there a kiss at the end of the night?
Yeah, there was a little kiss. I mean, okay. You know, it was kind of innocent.
And not that I'm creeping. I'm just asking because, you know, usually that means that it's mutual. So that's good. All right. Well, this is confusing for us as well, Bradley. But I know how frustrating it can be for you, especially when you really do make that connection with somebody. We're going to call Katie, see if she'll come on the show with us. If she says yes, then we're going to ask her some questions on what's going on, what happened that night, and why she's not getting back to you. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, thanks. You stay right there. We'll be right back. Thunder and PT, the second half of Second Date Update, right after this.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Bradley has not heard back from Katie since they went out on what he thought was a great first date 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like, we talked about our families and our friends and our jobs, but also about our pets, and we really connected over that. It was your typical first date, but also, like, not, because we really connected in a way that I don't always get.
And it's Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Katie.
Yep.
Katie, it's not a sales call. It's not spam. It's Thunder and PT.
We're on the radio right now.
Yeah, and we co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And sorry to call you this morning, but
I know who you are, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, cool. All right. So we're calling. We do a thing called Second Date Update, and we are calling to try and help Bradley figure out a guy you went out on a date with. How long ago was it, PT? A week or two ago?
I think a couple weeks.
Figure out what happened during your date. Can you just tell, did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a nice date, and I did have a good time. Yeah.
Okay, so Bradley reached out to us, and he's just wondering why you haven't returned, you know, his calls.
All right, well, so the first call I got from him was the next night after our date.
Okay.
And he called me at, like, 3 in the morning. Which I was like, oh, yeah, like, what do you call, you know, but he was obviously with some other woman.
Wait, you got a butt dial, then he's on another date having a good time.
Uh-huh.
So, and he butt dials you.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I definitely heard two people having a good time. If you get it.
When you say having a good time. what was going on in the back? What were you hearing?
Like laughter and giggling, or
were they watching a movie?
No. Like they were. It sounded pretty intense.
Oh, wow.
Like they were hooking up.
Yeah, like they were.
Oh my God! No, I can't believe.
Oh.
I can't believe I bought that idea. I'm so sorry.
Did you?
We actually have Bradley with us here.
Bradley, you did not know. Bradley, you didn't know you butt dialed Katie. I mean, where were you in the house?
I don't. How does anyone ever butt dial? I don't know. I'm really sorry.
So it's true. So you were with another woman the night after.
Yeah. I was with another woman, but it's not like we were exclusive. I'm not
expecting you to be exclusive after our first date. It's just, it's not that you were hooking up with someone. It's that I had to hear it. Yeah. Like, I didn't, it's not that I listened for a long time and not like pervy, but what I did hear was like, it was nasty.
Was it, did that bother you, Katie?
Yeah. I don't need to be hearing that. It's like, you know, I did not need to hear that.
Did. It was an accident.
Right.
Yeah, but now that's in my head. So it's like I can't.
Imprint. And what was it that you heard that was so uncomfortable?
I mean, I heard some dirty talk and
I see. Okay.
Like, wow.
I got
grunting
it.
And yeah, yeah. I just
all right, well, that's probably enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not enough for me. I want to hear more.
You want more?
No, you don't. I didn't listen long and it was enough.
So, man.
But you did listen for a while.
No, it wasn't a while. Like, even just a tiny little bit. I was like, what is going on?
And you had no idea that this had happened. So you hung up that ended the call. So you wouldn't know, Bradley, that you had butt dialed unless you went back to your recent history.
Yeah, that you had a missed call or something, or that you had called out.
Yeah, if you look, you'll see it.
I'm not going to, like, I don't want to lie to you. I'm not going
to. No, I just, you did nothing wrong. I mean, like, we weren't exclusive. It's just. I mean,
you can't get over it.
Yeah, I mean, that's in my head now, and we were just getting to know each other. I mean, it's okay. Just learn for the next time. Just be more careful.
I'm wondering if there's any way you could, like, see past it. I know you say it's stuck in your head, but, like, I'd really like to see you again. I'm being totally honest.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass. I just can't shake that out of my head.
Katie, that's disappointing, but it was just another date, and he was getting.
I know, but it's that kind of stuff that you discover in your own time with that person. If you date them, I don't need to you already know someone you dated was with other people. You don't need to hear it and picture it. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's tough. Aww. I get it, Bradley. I feel like what's probably happening is you're probably texting, you know, Katie or whatever. And sometimes, you know, I feel like if you bump the phone, it's like, you know, person that you were texting last.
How do you know?
Well. Well, that's probably why I've butt dialed you a couple times, because I was texting you about something. I don't want to hear that, Bradley, either.
That's why I won't go out with PT again.
That's why Thunder doesn't answer my calls. He knows that's what happens.
Katie, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, man.
But Katie, listen, you do what you want. Obviously, I'm just going to make a plea on behalf of Bradley to make a connection with somebody. And you had a great time that night with him.
I did. Yeah. I definitely did.
Bradley, anything
and
else?
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad. I get that. I don't think you're a bad guy or anything.
Yeah. It's just the innocence is gone.
It's lost, yeah.
Yeah, there's no discovery now. I already know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bradley?
I guess I understand that. Yeah. And again, I don't know if I did say this, but I'm really sorry. And
it's okay. It's okay. Just do better next time when you're dating someone.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Yeah.
Put the phone away.
It's the one time you don't want to keep it in your pants. Take the phone out of your pocket.
Put it in another room.
Something set that thing off. All right, guys. Well, we don't always make a connection, but we want to say thank you for being on
Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.